Hello and welcome to the 357. My name is William Spear and this is our series titled 17. The central character is Severin Vincent Tennyson. Nicknamed Tenny, he is a 64-year-old nonverbal cane-using janitor at Gunderson High School in central New Jersey. Previously, Jennifer Hargrove, Tenny's job coach and a junior at the high school, followed him two floors below the auditorium. She found him ramming his head into a locker and yelling, "No, no, no!" Grudgingly, his hand gestures revealed seeing Superintendent DeStefano for the first time in over 40 years triggered a flood of memories. Also, in leaving the auditorium, the aforementioned Superintendent DeStefano and Principal Baker continued their verbal slugfest. And now, Episode 6, Hostilities Are Resumed. DeStefano tracked her prey with ruthless intent. She was in lockstep with and hard on the heels of Principal Baker and fired continuously. "You have driven Gunderson into the ground. You've cut programs and lost students for 15 years. You've destroyed one of the leading high schools in the district. I'm talking and ordering you to stop." Baker spun around and shot back. "You can't order me. I'm fired." Then she stepped towards the super, took another step, and counterattacked. "You and every other bureaucrat have cut the school's budget and given yourself raises for 20 years. Despite that, Gunderson still has the highest graduation rate in the district. But the real crime..." Baker let her words hang in the air like an incoming grenade, and DeStefano took the bait. "Go on, you have the floor." The corner of Baker's mouth curled up with an assassin's delight. She built from a whisper. "The real crime is that you've never admitted your brother's death. The entire town went to the funeral, but you didn't go." The grenade exploded, and emotional shrapnel sent DeStefano reeling backward from her memories. She remembered the news of his death and not fully understanding. She knew what it meant to die, but old people were supposed to die, not a young man like her brother. For a moment, she saw him standing in front of her, and she reached out her hand. But it was slapped away. "Don't touch me, or I'll have you arrested." Baker spun around and turned down a hallway. DeStefano shook off her fog and resumed the chase. She rounded the corner into the hallway and found Clark Evans, the history teacher, talking with Baker in front of a trophy case. Trace Jones, DeStefano's chief of staff, was on the floor recuperating from her ill-advised decisions to call Tenny an old-timer and to guide him to a rocking chair. DeStefano roared for Baker to pack her office and get out. Baker ignored the super and continued with Evans. "Are you sure?" The history teacher offered a photograph from the trophy case as proof. Baker followed up with, "Well, where is he?" And Evans said he hadn't seen Tenny or Jennifer since they left the auditorium. DeStefano accused them of covering up Tenny's assault on Jones. Baker continued to ignore the super and told the history teacher to come with her to Tenny's locker. DeStefano demanded on going with them, and Evans motioned to another teacher and a few students to help Chief Jones to the school's medical office. Baker, DeStefano, and Evans climbed down the metal steps into Gunderson's basement. Each step clanged a little louder and echoed a little further. DeStefano wobbled, and Evans commented the stairs weren't built for heels. The super assured her she could manage, and Baker countered with, "Just like your brother's death?" DeStefano stopped and threatened one more word about her brother and... "And what?" said Baker. "Fire me again?" She resumed the descent. When they were standing at the bottom, Baker called out, "Tenny?" Through the dark came Jennifer Hargrove's response, "Over here." The three headed toward her voice. Evans winced at Tenny, covered in blood. Jennifer assured the flow had stopped from towels she had found. But he was still a red mess. DeStefano took control and dismissed her. "Your work here is done. Leave." Tenny rammed his fist onto the table in front of his locker and yelled, "She stays!" Baker and Evans jumped. DeStefano didn't flinch and challenged. "Or what?" Tenny reached into his locker, slammed a wooden box onto the table and growled, "Or this." He took his hands away from the box, and it was labeled Patterson Firearms Company. You've listened to episode 6, titled Hostilities Are Resumed. Theme music is through the courtesy of Lemon Music Studio. William Spear wrote the series, and it was published by The 357. Thank you for your attention.